Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are back on Hollywood Beach. The simulcast is underway. The Hockman and Crowder simulcast. And we are at Landshark Bar and Grill, Margaritaville, Hollywood Beach Resort. There's so much going on here. So we're overlooking the Flow Rider. And I think Crowder's kid is attempting to surf once again, right over there on the Flow Rider.
He ain't going to give up.
Lil Chan is out there. He is an athlete. How old is he?
7.
He is stocky, and he is an athlete. He talks to you like a man. I love it. Like, I have a conversation with him. Like, he is out there. He's trying to get his Flow Rider on. I like it.
A 7-year-old with a great vocabulary and communication is awesome, Hawk, until it's bedtime. Chan, I don't know why whales have fins. Go to sleep. Yeah, man. It's cool to watch and talk to grown-ups. I want to develop him into a strong man, but, boy, bedtime's hell.
Well, the Flow Rider is out there. There are people getting their surf on. The resort has something for everyone. It's a family-friendly beachside recreation area. Look at that. Oh, he wiped out, but he did all right. Way to go, Lil' Chan.
Good job.
There you go. We're told that Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz, the executive producer of Joe Rose and Zach Krantz's morning show, and Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel will face off 1v1 on the Flow Rider this afternoon. I'm very excited to watch that.
They're scared.
That is worth the price of admission, which is nothing.
When Danny walks up and asks, "Do you think I can do it?" Bro, my opinion means nothing. You better get out there and bend your knees. I don't know what's going on.
But like I said, the resort is something for everyone. Family-friendly beachside recreation area, rooftop pool and bar, spa, and the Flow Rider surfing simulator, which we are overlooking. And you can join the flow movement at the Beachside Flow Rider Double, which is one of the most sought-after surfing simulator experiences in the world. So you get your adrenaline going while you're working on your surfing skills. You enjoy the sun and the fun. There's a locals promo, by the way, so locals can purchase a 30-minute session and get an additional 30 minutes for free. So that's really cool. So they got a lot going on here, and we are, you know, if you follow me on Instagram, it's Radio Mark Hockman. You can see we are overlooking the Flow Rider and Hollywood Beach on one side of our broadcast setup. On the other side, it is the swimming pool with waterfalls and water fountains on our other side. Like, it is just a brilliant setup for us, and a great way to celebrate a Dolphins preseason victory. You get the one out of the way for Brian Flores, right? Yeah, I don't care if it's preseason or not. You want to get that one victory out of the way, so that's not hanging over your head.
It's weird. I liked his sideline demeanor. It must be that I hated Adam Gase's sideline demeanor.
It magnifies when you like someone's sideline demeanor, because I hated Al Golden's sideline demeanor.
Yes.
And but when you have someone that you don't like and then you get someone that you do like, it magnifies how much you didn't like the other person.
Because I thought about it like, oh, look at it. He's actually into the game. And then I had to sit back, you know, 5 beers in, fourth quarter, and I'm sitting back saying, yeah, he's just talking to his players. I don't know why I'm so impressed by it. But
but we hadn't seen that.
We haven't seen a coach. Think about that. Adam Gase didn't talk to his players. So now he's down there getting after it, you know, motivating the guys from your starting quarterback to your fourth-string guard. I like, you know what I'm saying? I can't say I'm excited about Brian Flores just yet, but I like where it's headed. As you start learning more and seeing more about Brian Flores, I'm liking this young man.
Well, tell us, for people that weren't listening to the simulcast, our loco hour in the 2 o'clock hour, and now we're on 2 radio stations. But for people that didn't hear the 2 o'clock hour, what questions did you get answered last night? Tell everybody what you thought about the offense, because the offense impressed you.
Yes, the offensive scheme impressed me. You can see it breaking down offenses from a defensive standpoint.
you see what they're getting into and what they're trying to look at, how they're trying to get the safeties rolling and linebackers sliding. If the safeties roll with motion, now you have to be in zone. The linebackers slide, you can be in man or zone. Like, you're getting more information with all the pre-snap stuff. Adam Gase had limited pre-snap adjustments and pre-snap motions and resets, and people call it window dressing. It is. It looks crazy. It looks good. It's all pre-snap, but you're getting information for your quarterback to know. And I was saying that Josh Rosen came out and said it's the playbook they gave him was like drinking through a fire hose. They were giving him so much information. And I laughed at it. Last night, it cleared up why he says that. With so much stuff going on, moving pieces around him to get to a lead, to get to a normal run play. But you're getting information. And Chad O'Shea is also, if we get in this formation, they're going to go man. They're going to go man against our tight formations. Okay, let's go tight. Let's get him in the man. And then let's spread out post-snap with bigger routes, longer routes, deeper routes, because they're in man-to-man. Like, you can do so much more when your offense has small little details to it. And I was seeing that, and I was encouraged. Defensively, they were so vanilla. They didn't show anything on the defensive side. They weren't sending anybody. I was impressed by Hendricks, that new young defensive end. He had 2 sacks. He impressed me. But defensively, I know they're going to be I know they're going to be 3-4-4-3 because that's all Brian Flores have been a part of. But they were very vanilla last night. Offensively, you saw a difference with everything they were doing. The moving parts, the moving pieces, tight ends moving, receivers moving, running backs motioning out. There's just so much more to this offense than what we saw Adam Gase in week 16. I was more impressed preseason one, knowing that this is just 50-60% of their offense, and how much more is there too? How much more information you're getting pre-snap out of?
You think it bodes well? It bodes well for Dolphins fans what you saw in a limited preseason game one.
Quarterback got to be smart too. Now this
because there's so much going on.
It might help or hurt Josh Rosen. I think it's going to help Fitzpatrick because he's seen it all. He knows what
you're
looking
for. You're not going to rattle him, and he's an Ivy League guy. Like his intelligence is not questioned.
That's what this. Rosen. If Rosen is not an intelligent dude, it's going to be tough for him to learn this in and out like he's supposed to. So that could be good or bad. It's going to have him raise his level. It's going to have him play up. It's going to have him prove himself, which that's what he's doing right now, proving himself. Rosen looked decent. I see exactly what the beat writers were saying. He knows where to go with the ball, but he's making a decision half a second too late. And half a second in the league is interception, touchdown. Forced fumble, picked up, ran back for 6, or a touchdown the other way. You could swing the game 14 points by making a half-a-second late decision in the NFL. He's just one step behind. Fitzpatrick, you knew that he knew where he was going with the ball. As soon as he got in his last step of his drop, you knew he was letting it go right, letting it go left, going deep, going short. Rosen was patting the ball out, jumping out, moving around, trying to find people. He needs to read the defense better.
Ton of stuff to get to today involving the Dolphins, the Hurricanes, and a little bit of Crowder's athletic history with Jeff Francoeur later. But let's get headlines. Alejandro Solana back in the studio. I'm sorry we couldn't bring you out to Hollywood Beach, but Alejandro Solana has some headlines for us.
Lucky for Lil Chan, because I would have crushed it on the Wave Runner today, guys.
Well, I will tell you this. It's not a Wave Runner. It's the Flow Rider. You know, Wave Runner's like a jet ski, but Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz and Matt the Biff Wilson have just walked up in their Flow Rider outfits. Am I lying? I feel like I'm watching an 80s sitcom. You know, where they dress people inappropriately. Like, I don't know.
As soon as I turn,
they look like two goofballs.
They should be walking down the beach with an old dead guy in between.
You're right.
They look like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's Bernie?
Flow Rider, the Flow Rider competition is going to happen. We'll be able to have a bird's eye view of what's going on. What else you got in the headlines there, Solana?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. As you threw it to me for headlines, Hawk, the first goal in the 2019-2020 Premier League season was an own goal by Norwich City. So Liverpool leads Norwich 1-0. Again, the first game of the Premier League season today in England. The Dolphins, though, beat the Falcons 34-27 last night. The Finns' next game is next Friday in Tampa Bay. First overall draft pick Kyler Murray went 6-for-7, 44 yards and 10 snaps in his NFL preseason debut. It was a 17-13 Cardinals win over the LA Chargers last night.
All right, anything else going on, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, according to a new study, the average person now gains 36 pounds in a long-term relationship. Over to weather now, brought to you.
You stuck the landing again. You stuck the landing again. That was perfect,
I'm
man.
Getting good at these, man, I got to tell you.
I'm having a long-term relationship with the chips and queso here at Landshark Bar and Grill. That stuff is good, man. Am I lying?
No, that queso is delicious.
It is good, man. What's your weather?
Let's do weather. It is actually brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, you are not experiencing rain. I can't speak for everybody in South Florida, though, Hawk. I do want to make that clear. There is a 30% chance you will experience rain today around the South Florida area. Today's high reached 91 degrees about an hour ago. Tonight's low will drop to 80 degrees. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Drawings are all day long and it's free to enter. Feel free to visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right. It is nice out here on the beach right now. It did rain while we were interviewing Manny Diaz in the 2 o'clock hour. It rained for a brief 5 minutes, as it does in South Florida, which is always strange for people that are visiting. But, like, yeah, came down for 5 minutes, and now it's beautiful again out here.
Is it crazy? Me and my wife gave each other a 10% rule. Like, we got married. She was about 120.
So you could
fluctuate. I gave her 12 pounds.
All right.
I was 240. I got 24 pounds.
My plan when I got married was, and I've told you this before, I have this secret love affair with my 600-pound life, that TV show.
This is weird.
And I have this like romantic vision of being so obese that I can't get out of my bed. And my wife brings me food.
Has to sponge bath?
Yeah, she's got to lift my flap. And she's got to get under there so that there's no, you know, infections or whatnot. It probably doesn't smell very good, you know. If she goes to visit her family for the weekend on the Jersey Shore, she comes back, my flaps are a little dirty, and you know. But she loves me. I mean, you know. So I've always had this thing. And I've been unable to really gain weight. I'm heavier than when I got married. I weigh right now, like, people never believe it. You probably think I weigh 150,
about this.
Right?
Yes.
How much do you think I weigh, Solana?
Like 132.
Yeah, people think that. I'm 185, 190.
Crazy.
What?
I know.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
No.
No, I really am, though. Like, it's not even a lie. I hide it well. But
what did you get married at, though?
It had to be 150, maybe 145.
No, you busted 10%.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. And 10% on hairline, too. I blew through that one. I blew through that one real quick. But but I've always, like, I work out every day. I try to burn a lot of calories. I'm into cardio. I'm not putting on any bulk. But I like to try to stay in shape. But I turned 50 in November. And I feel like that's a good demarcation point to start plan operation my 600-pound life.
Don't do it.
And I think I've asked you this before. If Lori was out of town or incapacitated, would you come over and clean my flaps?
Hawk, why would you ask me that?
Because you're my friend.
Like, we're tight, but we're not. You know what? I have to be honest with you. We're not that tight.
You don't think you would clean under my flaps?
I'm going to get in your move bottom.
Yeah.
How does that even sound?
I just
appreciate it, bro.
I would obviously need,
you know what,
friends.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll starve you. You let Lori leave. If you're 500, 600 pounds, let Lori
that's
leave.
That's the fun of being my 600-pound life is that everyone just brings you food.
Chan, I'm hungry. Here goes some peas.
I need you to be an enabler. I don't want you to cure my problem. I want you to be an enabler.
I hope you like canned peas. That's all you're getting through.
I think he would clean under my flaps, but I know him better than you guys do.
When you send us those text messages of the 600-pound lady laying in the bed,
I'm fascinated by it.
How do you want us to respond?
I don't know, with the same kind of amazement that I have.
Amazement at what? You're weird, man.
All right, well, we're live on Hollywood Beach, Landshark Bar and Grill. Ira Winderman, he covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. I want to talk some Dolphins with him. I want to talk a little Udonis Haslem with him as well. So Ira Winderman will join us next on Hockman and Crowder. Back live at Landshark Bar and Grill, the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. We are overlooking the Flow Rider, the surf machine. Crowder and I are out here, and it's a nice and hot August day in South Florida. But we see Danny Rabinowitz, producer of the Joe Rose, Zach Krantz Morning Show, and Matt Biff Wilson, one of our producers and board ops. I haven't seen Omar Kelly yet, but they're getting ready to ride the Flow Rider, and they look patently ridiculous.
They look like overweight models.
I mean, they're obviously not going to take their shirts off. That's a given, right? And they're obviously not taking their shirts off.
I didn't notice why they were dressed like that. You hit it on the head.
Bro, I mean, zero chance they're taking their shirts off.
They're young. They're shirting the pool, guys.
Danny's got a backwards hat on and some white-rimmed sunglasses. Matt Wilson is going to burn if he doesn't have any sunblock on.
Oh, this kid's albino.
That dude is going to burn, so we'll give you some play-by-play as
20 years old, and you're shirting the pool guy?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed by that.
I'm 49. I'm shirting the pool guy.
You get up in age.
49.
I give you a pass at 49.
It comes with it. All right, let's go talk to Ira Winderman. And I imagine he's shirting the pool guy.
Oh, Winderman. Ira Speedo.
He covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Hello, Ira.
I'm going to go with the Speedo and the shirt. Sort of a unique look. Sort of, nothing to see up here, and then go from there, folks.
You stuck the landing, too. That was excellent, man. Did you watch, before we talk some NBA and whatnot, we've got this just a beautiful scene for us to do this show out here. Did you watch the Dolphins preseason game last night?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Because I knew I'd be on, and last week we talked Dolphins, I felt like I had to. So as they texted you during the game, is there anything worse than preseason football? And only you could have come back with, not if you don't have action on it, there isn't. So, yeah, so I wasn't
guy. We were 2-0 last night, by the way. We won two wagers last night on
preseason
football.
No, I heard you on the local
Ira.
Hour on the start of your show there. So at least you had more going than I did, although it was interesting.
I'm sorry, did you call it the Loco Hour or the Local Hour?
The Loco Hour.
Yeah, Loco Hour, right, yeah. Yeah, Loco.
Right, so exactly. Your bilingual hour, I find to be your best hour, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to infringe on anyone else's Local Hour. We've got the Loco Hour.
You
exactly,
want to see Loco?
So.
That's your new thing, Solana, anytime someone says the Loco Hour?
You want to see Loco?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. So you said you were watching the Dolphins yesterday.
You know what? I actually flipped between. I watched Daniel Jones' unbelievable job. And then I was like you, Hawk. I turned on the Arizona game. And you know what? My wife and I were both watching, almost stunned, watching Kyler Murray. I mean, oh, my God. It was like the ball boy was a quarterback. There was so much of a size difference. That's remarkable. I mean, I thought at Oklahoma it was noticeable, but it was just ridiculous when you watch him try to play quarterback, and he was very good at it, but my God, he is tiny. So, yeah, I caught some of that also, and then caught a bunch of the Dolphins game, sort of as expected, sort of the Rosen coaster, as I would call it.
But when you're watching those quarterbacks, did Rosen show you anything, Ira? Because he was decent, he wasn't terrible, he wasn't great. What did you see out of Rosen?
You know what I saw, Channing, is one of those games that if I didn't watch the game, the stats would have lied. Because, yes, he had the interception that was bad. But that wounded duck floater that he threw off his back foot while being tackled is the exact kind of play that gets you killed in the NFL. And yet in the stat sheet, it looked like a wonderful long completion and a heroic play. It's also the kind of play that got Johnny Manziel out of the league in a hurry. So, I think you've got to rein him in. And that's why I think you've got to play him a lot in the preseason. Because then you can go to the film after a play like that and say, hey, yeah, you completed this, but don't ever do that again. So I agree with you guys. There's no need for another rep for Ryan Fitzpatrick the rest of the preseason. He is what he is and will always be what he is. And at times that could be good enough. But I want Josh Rosen to see as many looks, as many coverages, play with as many linemen and receivers and tight ends and running backs to get a feel for things. I would honestly work him to the bone because it's just one and done for him likely anyway in his Dolphins tenure. So I'm not worried about wearing him out or getting him injured. I want to see every bit of the Rosen coaster to know what I can expect going forward.
But we talked about this earlier in the show. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the next preseason game, a week from tonight, is in Tampa. That's his former team. And I said to Crowder, would you start Josh Rosen or would you start Ryan Fitzpatrick? I know they maybe want to alternate, but Ryan Fitzpatrick's going up against his other team. But Crowder brought up a good point, which is, why do you even want to put Ryan Fitzpatrick out with twos or threes even? So if he's going to play, maybe you give him a series because it's his old team, and then you go to Rosen for, what, the next two, three quarters?
Yeah, but the thing is, every team is Ryan Fitzpatrick's former team. So if you're going to go by that, I mean, you know, you're still going to get him worn out.
His most recent former team.
Yeah, you know what? But it's like, believe me, I'm sure he's just as emotionally tied to the Jets and the Bills. I mean, my God, he's been everywhere. So I don't think you have to do that. I do agree there's no reason to play him with the two or threes because you're not going to play him with the two or threes. If you go with Rosen at the start of the season and he gets hurt, you might go with Ruddick anyway because it won't matter, and you might be trying to lose at that point anyway. So honestly, I would tell him, hey, that was a great preseason you had. You can go back to eating birthday cake for 2 weeks, and we'll see you at the opener.
All right, there you go. So do we call you an impressed Ira Winderman after preseason game one, or an unimpressed, or kind of like what you expected?
I think everything as expected. I loved the fact that Rosen came out for the second half and kept going. There was no reason to go with the traditional, the starter takes one series, the backup plays for the rest of the first half, and then you see the guys you never heard of. I liked the fact very much that he got continued action. I thought that was important because I thought you really can go to school with them and get a look at them. So I thought that wasn't important. I thought that might have been the most significant thing the coaching staff did in the opener is stay with him longer because there's so much we all want to see.
All right, Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Udonis Haslam made it official this week. He's going to be back on the Heat again next season. Your thoughts are?
Mixed feelings. Udonis Haslam is the person. I love him. As a community ambassador, I love him. I just don't know. I don't understand this. I don't understand why he can't do what he does in a coach's role, except it'll pay about $2 million less. I get that part of it. I'm all about the money. But I don't understand otherwise. Like, I don't know what else there could be because I don't think there will be a farewell tour because it's not like he's going to go into other arenas and they're going to play videos for him or have tributes. He's probably not going to get into those games. There'll probably be 10 times during the year when there'll be a blowout. Heat up big, heat down big. He'll get announced by Michael Biamonte at American Airlines Arena. He'll get that great ovation. I get all of that, so it's not really a farewell tour. It's not like he's going to play with all the power players they have anyway. I love that he has a love for the game, so it all comes down to this. Is he taking the spot of a possible prospect? Not someone who's going to play this year, because your 17th man never plays, but of someone they otherwise could develop. So it just seems kind of odd to me that you're basically saying, our guys need a babysitter, so welcome back. That's the part to me that's a little bit odd, but I don't begrudge him. He's done so much for the community. He's been such a stand-up teammate. If that's what the Heat decide, they're in the locker room. I'm not.
And Ira, you kind of hit on this, but I just had to go a little deeper because my argument is, and they were calling me a hater, hey, how could you question UD? I love UD. I love UD when he was playing 20 minutes a night, not when he's playing 2 minutes a season. So, like, that 15th roster spot, people tell me it's not a big deal. How many people go 15 deep? Is that 15th roster spot important at all to an NBA team?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Right now they had to cut a guy named Yante Mayton who might develop or might not into a player. I think someone else will sign him. 3 years from now he might be saying this. Here's the example. 2010 preseason. The Heat have this bulldog emerging rookie named Patrick Beverley, who you could just see is going to steal your heart on defense and just really be a bulldog but not necessarily a scorer. They then had a veteran at the end of his career named Eddie House. When they made that decision, the end of that preseason, they went with Eddie House over Patrick Beverley. You know what? It wasn't a mistake that season. They were going for a championship, first year of Big Three. But guys, look back on it. Imagine if they could have developed Patrick Beverley as their own. Think of all the games the Heat in recent years haven't had a defensive stopper at point guard that they could have had with Patrick Beverley. So the UD thing this year is not about this year. It's about the farm system. It's about having another guy you can develop. Is this a bad move or a questionable move for the Heat? Honestly, we'll know that in about 3 years.
Come on, Patrick Beverley's a head case. How dare you? How dare you choose him over Eddie House?
And you wouldn't want him as your defensive point guard on a last set against basically any point guard versus Goran Dragic or even Justice Winslow?
Locker room cancer, Ira. Locker room cancer. Hey, let me ask you, Kelly Olynyk. We all saw this video this week.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he was playing. I don't know what that game was. What was it? And how is he?
I'm shocked you didn't bet on it. It was the a Canada exhibition against Nigeria, which seems like you're all over it considering you get your betting information from Canada anyway.
That is true.
They were playing in Toronto, getting ready to go to the World Cup. So Kelly went down, slipped on a wet spot on the floor. They said just a bruised knee. But you know what? We've seen plenty of bruised knees keep plenty of players out for a while. My whole thought is let anyone go play internationally. I have no issue. But once there's an issue, you know what? An injury, no longer should the federation of the country take over. That's when the Heat should. And I'd like to know that Kelly Olynyk has also been checked by the Heat doctors, that they know that this one-week, quote-unquote, injury is just that, and that we don't hear in training camp or the start of the season, oh, yeah, the knee is still acting up. That's where I have a concern about international play, especially because Kelly can opt out of his contract after the season. He might be gone next summer anyway, so you might want to build trade value for that player or at least get a long-term read in case you have to re-sign him. So I hope the Heat get involved in this because a little inconsequential exhibition for Canada against Nigeria could yet have impact for the Heat during the season.
And I were talking about videos I've seen on Twitter, encouraging one for me. Did you see that, Bam, on the low post in the USA team basketball? They had a rotation of five defenders going one-on-one with him, and he dropped 10 baskets in a row on five different defenders. Will we see more of that out of Bam this year? Because that was impressive as hell.
You know what? I think, Channing, more than having to see that on a regular basis, you just want to have the threat. Because the thought all along was Bam, which he's going to rebound, he's going to block shots, he's going to set screen, but is the defense going to have to pay attention? And if he can just get that little bit of a game to at least occupy one defender, because honestly, Hassan Whiteside never really drew double teams anyway, I think he'll be fine. He is growing. That's what you want from a young player, is you want year to year to year, now 3 years in, and every time I watch Bam, whether it's in the offseason, whether it was in summer league last year, handling the ball, he continues to grow. It's why Udonis Haslem told us the other day, of all the guys he's worked with, he's just seen a guy who's like a sponge in Bam and what he can do. This is going to be a fascinating season. Hassan Whiteside with Josef Nurkic out the first half of the year for Portland, Hassan's going to put up really big numbers. I'm really curious how Heat Nation deals with it, that Bam's numbers won't be as big as Hassan's, but I think his contributions could potentially be greater to the Heat than Hassan's were during his time here.
Quickly before we wrap up here with Ira Winderman, I did not realize till today that Big 3 basketball is going to be in Miami tomorrow. I had no idea. Are you going to be there? Are you going to cover that? Is there anything newsworthy
there? Yeah, I'm going to go down mostly because I'm just going to stop by, chat to some of the Heat players who are going to be down there. I told Mario Chalmers, we spoke yesterday, that I'd stop by and say hello. Have a piece at SunSentinel.com now about Carlos Arroyo, 40 years old, still going. You know what? It's a fun thing, and every guy I've spoken to in the Big 3 appreciates what it is. None of them are saying they're going back to the NBA to be a star, that this is just a way station. Some guys want to get back in a fringe role, but they're all sort of enjoying what it is. I have no trouble with the league casting itself as a nostalgic league when the players all admit that's what it is. So it's a chance to get to see Ricky Davis, Joe Johnson, Birdman is going to be there tomorrow. Just some of the interesting faces, but accepted what it is. Sort of basketball for bleeps and giggles.
Ira Winderman, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. You can catch him this weekend somewhere in a Speedo, probably somewhere along Hollywood Beach. And we always appreciate you making time for us, Ira.
It's every weekend in a Speedo. And if folks want photos, just hit me on my DMs. Thank you, guys.
Hit me on my DMs. We're live at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort is a destination resort and entertainment complex on the legendary Hollywood Beach Boardwalk. It's the perfect setting to escape the everyday and just chill. The resort features multiple restaurants and bars. In fact, we're sitting up here at the Landshark Bar and Grill. They've got a full-service spa, three pools, the Flow Rider, which we are overlooking right now. They've got three live entertainment venues. This place is great. Today is a beautiful August day in South Florida. We are enjoying it. Our view overlooking Hollywood Beach with the palm trees is really a spectacle. So we are enjoying our day here. The Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week is coming up next. I'll tell everybody what happened yesterday with our professional sports gambler, Lee Sterling, and what our personal best bets of the week might be. So you don't want to go anywhere because you want to hear that.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Be the king of all tailgates because football season is here. And for an occasion, especially this football season, it calls for something special like the all-new Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. The Miami Dolphins Pub Sub is stacked high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crispy lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, topped off with that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is awesome. Be that king. Run the tailgates with Publix, the Pub Sub, all the other things, all the other deli items we've been loving for years, the platters, the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks, Publix got it all there, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. And guys, busy dads, you know, we have my kids are out here right now, my 6 and 7 year old are running around, my nieces and nephews are here. Publix is convenient for your busy dads on Sunday. They will deliver all your tailgating needs to the house. Publix delivers now. They're always watching your back. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix. Check them out at Publix.com/Dolphin Subs. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Hopefully we can win you some money in the next segment with our best bets. That is coming next on Hochman and Crowder. We are live at Landshark Bar and Grill. Inspired by the traditional beach bars of the Atlantic coast, Landshark Bar and Grill offers the perfect mix of quality food and free-flowing drinks and good old-fashioned fun. Guests can relax al fresco on the oceanfront deck while enjoying panoramic views of the Atlantic Ocean and watching adrenaline seekers go head-to-head on the resort's Flow Rider Double, which is exactly what Crowder and I are looking at right now. There is some action right now. That dude's about to bite it. That dude is about 10 seconds from being flipped upside down. And
got his booty poked out, and he's going to lose it.
Time for the
I got to dive into this menu because I've eaten two things, and everything's delicious.
That
here.
Queso, holy hell.
Great. Waffle chips.
Yeah,
with bacon
covered
and
in like sour cream and bacon and cheese.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate
that.
Wish you
could be out here, Solana. We wish you could be out here, but we need you running the network. Dan Day running the network back in I was about to say Miami Gardens, but we're not in Miami Gardens.
El Portal.
Anymore. El Portal. Back in El Portal. Time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo US 1 in Bird Road, right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. So yesterday, normally we have Rob Pizzola on to give gambling advice. He's a professional sports gambler. Usually we have him on Thursdays. He was unable to make it. And so Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, he joined us. And Rob Pizzola will join us next week. And Lee Sterling is going to join us during football seasons on Fridays. But yesterday, Lee Sterling gave us 4 preseason football wagers. And you know he gambles under the idea of, I don't care if it's preseason football or tiddlywinks or Tetris. If I feel like I've got an edge on something, I will gamble on it. And so he gave us the Dolphins -4, the Browns -2, the Bills +2.5, and then he gave us San Francisco laying the points, which is tomorrow. He went 3-0 yesterday.
Woo!
So if you were listening and you took Lee Sterling's advice, and we took his advice on 2 wagers. We only bet 2 games last night. We bet the Dolphins. They had the late backdoor cover, which was great. So we won the Dolphins bet. And then we had the Browns -2, and they beat up on Washington. That was a no-brainer. And I think the Buffalo game, if I remember correctly, Buffalo was getting points. I think they crushed Indianapolis. Like, crushed them. So he was on his game yesterday. So now that doesn't mean that we're going to be on our game during the Deal Volvo Best Bets. We will try our hardest. I will tell you, I talked with Rob Pizzola this morning. He's based in Canada. He's been 3-0 on our show with CFL bets. We have bet a Canadian Football League game every week for the last 3 weeks. We are 3-0. His picks have been on the money. His wager for the CFL, if you've been waiting for it this week, tomorrow, he likes the British Columbia Lions, the BC Lions, +10 against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I cannot give you any further breakdown of that game. BC Lions +10 against the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
I would say the last time he told us a better team that is getting double-digit points, they won the game. Remember?
We were getting 14.5 with I forget who it was, but they won the game outright.
Toronto Argonauts.
Argonauts, you're right.
And they end up winning it outright, so I like it.
Yep, yep.
And if he's 3-0, man, ride with it.
We're going to keep riding it. Yes. We're going to keep riding it. So that, like, to me, your deal Volvo best bet should be Rob Pizzola's CFL alert, BC Lions plus 10 against Hamilton. Just as a little aside in the gambling world, Miami Hurricanes are down to plus 6.5 on the 24th, which means action's coming in on Miami because it was Miami getting 7. There's been enough action on Miami that it's now plus 6.5. If I'm betting Miami, I haven't decided what I'm doing in that game because I may just lay off that game because certain games where I really like to root, I have enough rooting interest in it that I don't – if I'm a little bit unsure of the wager, and I would never bet against my team. A lot of people have the strategy of, oh, if I'm rooting for the Hurricanes, I'll bet Florida, and then either way I win. And I hate that. Like, if I'm betting something, I want to bet with the intention with the intention of winning.
I'll bet against my kids if I can win money.
Right. I'm not going to bet against them just for bleeps and giggles, like just to even out my rooting interest.
Like if I'm betting, heavy Gator, and I'm taking all bets at the station on the Gators. If you want the Canes, I'll give you a 6.5, whatever.
Will you give me 7 still? Will you will you up it to 7?
You should have got in when it was 7, but I give it. But if I felt that the Canes were going to beat the Gators, I would bet money against the Gators.
Well,
I have a Gator tattoo. I love the Florida Gators. You got to separate money from emotion, baby. That is separated. I separated my money from my emotion. Hell no. I'll bet whoever I think is going to win.
I wonder why Miami's getting action. I wonder, like, I was trying to figure this out. Like, why would Miami have gone from 7 to 6.5? There's nothing. By the way, Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, was on with us in the 2 o'clock hour. That is an hour that is solely on one radio station. He was excellent. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll replay that interview if you missed it. Because we ask him straight up, who's the starting quarterback going to be for Miami on August 24th? You'll have to listen in the 5 o'clock hour to find out what his answer was. But I don't know why the line would move. I don't know if there's been enough good news out of Miami. Maybe the water park trip yesterday was was what moved the line.
No, it's the unknown. I think it's the unknown. I think it's people not believe, like loving Manny Diaz as the D coordinator and saying he has to be great at head. He has to be a better head coach than Al.
And by the way, we've seen it over and over again in the college football polls. The preseason poll always gets stuff wrong. Yeah. Always. It got it wrong with the Hurricanes last season. They might have it wrong with the Gators this season.
I don't think so.
I hope that they do.
No, to be honest, though, take the fandom out of it. You're right. Hey, that preseason college football poll, I don't think it means much. I think those top three or four, Alabama,
Clemson, like you can't. I mean, no one's going to argue that.
Yeah, they're going to be good. But past that, like those 7 to 25, I think they're just throwing darts at the board from then on.
Right.
Trying to figure it out. But the unknown, if Mark Richt was still with the Canes, same quarterbacks, Tate Martell transferred in, everything happened the same.
I would actually, if it was Mark Richt, I'm guessing it's Canes plus 8, maybe 9.
Yes, and I think that 6-point swing is the unknown of Manny Diaz. You know him, but you don't know what he's going to do with the head coaching job, when he's running it all. But everything he does looks great. You're looking at the new Miami stuff. You're looking at the yachts. You're looking at his energy. You're looking at the defense. You're looking at a true quarterback competition. Like, Manny, it's your excitement. We talk about it all the time.
Yep.
You're so excited for the Canes because of Manny Diaz. That's why the Cane excitement is right now. Manny's going to figure this thing out. I think it's the unknown that gets people excited.
If you didn't hear the interview earlier today, Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, he was with me and Crowder. He was excellent as always. He brings good radio, and he was excellent as always. And we will replay that at some point in the 5 o'clock hour today because I know Hurricanes fans want to get a chance to hear from him, and the simulcast is on now. And so get an opportunity for everyone to hear it. He brought it strong, as he always does. All right, so our deal Volvo best bets of the week is going to be, I'm gonna give it to Rob Pizzola's pick, right? Because he's a professional and he's been on fire with the CFL. So our deal Volvo best bet of the week will be the British Columbia Lions plus 10 against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. That is tomorrow in CFL action. That is courtesy of Rob Pizzola. And again, if you were listening to Lee Sterling yesterday, you went 3-0 in his preseason football picks. 3-0. And he's got a game tomorrow. He likes San Francisco minus the points. San Francisco minus 4.5. So there's another one for you on our Deal Volvo Best Bets. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo, US 1 and Bird Road right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. We have something very special planned for Channing Crowder in the 4 o'clock hour, and so I'll tell everybody what it is momentarily.
Guys, you gotta get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I found out 14 years ago about Delaware. Been going back every week since. You gotta go. It is a South Florida tradition to thousands of families. Guys, get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, all the crustaceans, the lobsters, the shrimp, the fish, the wild salmon right now is delicious. Florida lobster season is here, and they're going to have the best price. They're going to have the freshest lobsters right there at Delaware, and the prices, the selection's crazy. Go to DelawareChicken.com. I said probably 15% of what they have. They have so much of this stuff, the eggs, the dips, the sides, the conch salad, the bean salad. Everything is delicious, and those prices. The stuffed crab shells right now, only $3.99 each. Argentinian red shrimp, only $11.99 a pound. It's delicious. Had shrimp pasta the other night with $11.99 a pound red shrimp. Conch fritters are awesome. More conch than fritter, like I say about the crab cake. Everything there is delicious. The conch fritters are four for $2.49, and you can get it all. Plus, already prepared food. An 8-piece roasted chicken dinner with 2 half-pound sides. Feed your whole family for only $16.99, and you don't have to cook. It is ready. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu of prepared food and raw food, and give them a call in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831 to have your order packaged ready. When you get there, saving you time, saving you money, giving you a great selection. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
And more thoughts on last night's Dolphins performance from Channing Crowder when we return on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.